Does Peter's response seem odd to you? In today's gospel reading, he says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Is that what you would say to Jesus if you were in the same situation that he was? Now, what was that situation? The day had begun with the news arriving that John the Baptist had been beheaded, which surely hit Jesus and many of the disciples hard because they knew him and they valued him. And so they tried to withdraw to a deserted place to pray, but the crowd followed them there, a crowd so large that it numbered 5,000 men, plus women and children. And Jesus spent the day healing them. And then in the evening, he miraculously fed them all from just 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's what's preceded the beginning of this gospel reading, when he makes the disciples get into the boat to sail to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, ahead of him. And so that's what the disciples did. But a terrible storm had come up, with strong winds and tossing waves. And so by the 4th watch of the night, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., they still had not reached the other shore. They had been struggling against the storm all night, and they were cold, wet, exhausted, and afraid as they kept on straining, fighting the wind and the waves, trying to stay afloat, trying to get to the other side. And then just when things couldn't get any worse, one of them spotted a human figure through the storm, through the darkness, walking on the waves. It had to be a ghost. And they were terrified and cried out in fear. But then they heard the voice of Jesus through the darkness. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And that's when Peter's response comes. Peter said to him in reply, "Well, what would you say at that moment if you had experienced all of that? How about, 'Lord, don't scare us like that'? Or, 'How are you able to walk on water?' Or perhaps most likely, 'Lord, it's about time you got here. Would you please command this storm to cease as you've done before?'" Those would all be likely responses, wouldn't they? But Peter didn't say any of those things. Instead, with the storm continuing to rage around him, and he is still cold, wet, and exhausted, what he says is, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." What a strange thing to say at that moment. And yet, how very like Peter. Because when we look throughout the Gospels, we see that Peter always wants to be with Jesus, no matter where that is or what it is that's going on. We remember the incident after Christ had risen from the dead, when Peter and some of the other disciples were fishing, and they were there in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. And when Peter realized that it was the Lord on the shore, he didn't wait till they all got back in the boat. He jumped into the water and swam to meet him right then. Or there was the time before the crucifixion, when Jesus had said to the disciples, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now." And Peter responded, "Master, why can't I follow you now?" Or there was the time when Christ was telling the crowd that he would feed them with his own flesh and give them his own blood to drink. And we read that many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. And Jesus turned to the 12 and said, "Do you also want to leave?" And Peter answered, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Wherever Jesus is, Peter wants to be with him. And so, at the moment in today's gospel reading, in the middle of that stormy sea which is not calming down, Peter doesn't try to understand what's going on. And he doesn't ask for the storm to stop. Instead, very consistent with who he is, he asks Jesus to command him to come to him on the water so that he could be with him once again. Because Peter, like the prophet Elijah in our first reading, had spent enough time with the Lord that he recognized his voice. And no matter what storms might be roaring around him, earthquake or wind or fire or a storm at sea, or whatever storm that life might throw at him, both Elijah and Peter could recognize the Lord's voice when he spoke over the roar of whatever storm was going on. And both of them were ready to leave the shelter of the cave, of the boat, to be near to him. Now, does that seem like a natural or easy thing to do? I don't think it is, because I know that when storms rage around me, all too often, I feel angry at the Lord for not calming the storm in the way that I would want him to right then. And instead of going toward him, I often will pull away and clutch onto whatever odd security blanket makes me feel safe and in control, even though it really doesn't make me safe. Even though I do know as well as St. Peter that the safest, calmest place in any storm is right next to Jesus. And so I have to keep learning that in a storm, not to pull away from him, but to go toward him immediately, as quickly as possible. And how about you? You have plenty of storms in your life, I'm sure. Perhaps right now. Do you know the Lord like Peter did? From your own experience, do you have a firm confidence in his power over any storm? Do you have a true knowledge of his love for you personally? And have you spent enough time listening to his voice that you can then recognize his voice in the midst of a storm? Spiritual discernment is not easy. It takes practice. It takes guidance. Do you take time to listen to his voice each day in prayer? Do you listen to his voice in Scripture and in the teaching of the church? And then when life gets rough and painful, where do you turn? Do you turn to someone else or something else than Christ? Wouldn't it be better to turn to him? Is there anything that keeps you from turning to him in that moment, such as some unconfessed sin that you've been carrying around as a great burden and barrier? If that is the case, then please bring those to him in sacramental confession so that he can take them away. After this Mass at 8 o'clock, I'll be in the confessional at the back. And if there's any such barrier you need to get rid of, it can be gone this morning. St. Peter's faith was not perfect on that day. For as we heard, although he was able to walk on the water while he kept his eyes on Jesus, he turned his eyes to the strong winds around him and he began to sink. But even then he could cry out, "Lord, save me." And the Lord did reach out his hand and grasp his. Many years and many storms later, St. Peter would write in his first letter, "Cast all your worries upon him because he cares for you." Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you upon the water." He said, "Come."